大家好，欢迎收听小豆包英语故事，我是主播高小可。今天由我和我的妈妈继续给你们讲 Fantastic Mr. Fox
了不起的狐狸爸爸
Chapter 8 The Fox Began to Starve
狐狸们开始挨饿了。
现在故事开始了。 Chapter 8The foxes began to starve. That evening, three tents were put up in the crater on the hill, one for buggies, one for buns, and one for bees. The tents surrounded Mr. Fox's hole, and the three farmers sat outside their tents, eating their supper. Buggies had three boiled chickens smothered in dumplings. Buns had six donuts filled withDisgusting goose liver paste, and Bean had 2 gallons of cider. All three of them kept their guns beside them. Buggies picked up a steaming chicken and held it close to the fox hole. "Can you smell this, Mr. Fox?" he shouted. "Lovely tender chicken! Why don't you come up and get it?" The rich scent of chicken wafted down the tunnel to where the foxes were crunching.Oh, Dad, said one of the small foxes, couldn't we just sneak up and snatch it out of his hand? Don't you dare, said Mrs. Fox. That's just what they want you to do. But we're so hungry, they cried. How long would it be till we get something to eat? Their mother didn't answer them, nor did their father. There was no answer to give.As darkness fell, Buns and Bean switched on the powerful headlamps of the 2 tractors and shunned them onto the hole. Now, said Bean, we'll take it in turn to keep watch. One watches while 2 sleep, and so on all through the night. Buggy said, what if the fox dig a hole right through the hill and comes out on the other side?You didn't think of that one, did you? Of course I did, said Bean, pretending he had. Go on, then. Tell us the answer, said Buggies. Bean picked something small and black out of his ear and flicked it away. How many men have you got working on your farm? He asked. 35, Buggies said. I've got 36, Bun said. And I've got 37, Bean said.That makes 108 men altogether. We must order them just around the hill. Each man will have a gun and a flashlight. There will be no escape then for Mr. Fox. So the order went down to the farms. And that night, 108 men formed a tight ring around the bottom of the hill. They were armed with sticks and guns.And hatchets and pistols and all sorts of other horrible weapons. This made it quite impossible for a fox or, indeed, for any other animal to escape from the hill. The next day, the watching and waiting went on. Buggies and Buns and Beans sat upon small tools, staring at the foxhole. They didn't talk much.They just sat there with their guns on their laps. Every so often, Mr. Fox would creep a little closer towards the mouth of the tunnel and take a sniff. Then he would creep back again and say, they're still there. Are you quite sure? Mrs. Fox would ask. Positive, said Mr. Fox. I can smell that man Bean a mile away. He stinks.现在就开始讲中文了。
第八章，狐狸们开始挨饿了。那天晚上，三顶帐篷在小山上的大坑里支了起来。伯吉斯、邦斯、比恩一个人一顶帐篷， 三顶帐篷环绕着湖里的洞口，三个饲养场主坐在帐篷外吃着晚饭。波吉斯吃的是三只布丁焖鸡，邦斯吃的是六个炸面圈，里面都塞着令人作呕的鹅肝糊糊。比恩喝的是两加仑的苹果酒，他们三个人都把枪随时放在身边。伯奇斯拿起一只热气腾腾的鸡，把它凑进狐狸的洞口。
你能闻到这个吗，狐狸先生？
他喊道。
美味的嫩鸡呀，你怎么不上来吃呢？
浓郁的鸡味飘进地道，一直飘到狐狸们蹲着的地方。哦，爸爸，其中一个小狐狸说道，咱们不能悄悄地溜上去，从他手里把鸡抢过来吗？那可不行，狐狸太太说，那这是他们想让你去做的。可是我们饿了呀，他们喊道，我们什么时候才能弄到吃的呀？他们的妈妈没有回答，爸爸也没有说话，这是一个没法回答的问题。夜幕降临的时候，邦斯和比恩打开挖掘机上的两盏高强度的车灯，照着狐狸的洞口。
现在，比恩说，我们轮流守着，一个人守着，两个人睡觉，然后轮换，盯一通宵。
我几次说道，
要是狐狸挖一个穿山的洞，从另外一边跑出来怎么办？你没有想到这一点吗？是吗？
我当然想到了，比恩装着有先见之明的样子说。
那么说下去，把答案告诉我们，
波吉斯说。比恩从耳朵里掏出一小团黑黑的东西，并用手指把它弹掉。
你的饲养场里有多少干活的人？
他问道。
35个人，
波吉斯说。
我有36个人，
邦斯说。
我有37个人，
比恩说。
这样总共就有108个人了。我们得命令他们把这座山围起来，每个人都要带一支枪和一个手电筒，那样狐狸就逃不掉了。
于是饲养场里接到了命令，那天晚上由108个人形成的包围圈把山根围了起来。他们用棍棒、长枪、斧子、手枪以及其他各种可怕的武器把自己武装起来，这样就使得一只狐狸，甚至说任何一个其他的动物，都不可能从这座小山里逃出去了。第二天，他们继续守在那儿，等待着。伯吉斯、邦斯和比恩坐在凳子上，盯着狐狸的洞口。他们不怎么说话，只是把枪放在膝盖上，坐在那里。狐狸先生不时地向洞口的方向爬过去一点，用鼻子嗅一嗅，然后再爬回来说，他们还在那儿。
你能肯定吗？
狐狸太太这样问。
绝对肯定，狐狸先生说，我在1英里之外就能闻出那个叫做比恩的人，他身上很臭。
好了，今天的故事就到这里。如果你喜欢我的故事，请订阅并多收听我的故事吧。希望你们订阅盖塞克讲故事和盖塞克的故事藏屋，也是我自己开的电台，你可以在荔枝的发现里头搜索出他们。再见，
再见，
下次再见。